Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Welcome back. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. I guess everybody's been appreciating their dog this week. I guess Dog Appreciation Day was what, August 26th? I had no idea. I feel really, really bad because usually I just post pictures of the kitty cats. And I got an amazing dog. I got a yellow lab. We've had tons of different dogs throughout my lifetime, and they definitely make better pets than the cats that we have. It's just we have more cats because they are easier to take care of. And once you adopt one cat, you're like, you know what, let me just keep this cat busy and, you know, we'll give him another friend. So it's very easy to have multiple cats. Very difficult to have multiple dogs. So for those of you celebrating your dog this week, great. You know, give them lots of hugs and kisses. Dogs kind of like that. It was funny. Apparently a study has come out saying half of Americans would break up with their lover if they didn't like their dog. Good for them. You know, I mean, I understand, you know, dogs may only live, I don't know, 10 years, maybe 15. Cats usually live longer. A lot of dogs, you know, they die sooner, unfortunately. But, you know, I mean, we really bond with our dog. So if your, you know, quote-unquote lover can't stand the dog, that's a problem. That's a big problem. You know, my husband, I didn't realize he was testing me, but when he and I were dating, he checked out how I was with his dog. The dog loved me. The problem is I was allergic to the dog's saliva. The dog would lick me, and I would have just hives, and that was a problem, but the dog lived at his mom's house, so it was okay. And again, the dog was really, really licky. I like dogs, but not that are licky. You know, because I don't want to sit there and have to wash my hands all the time. I don't need dog saliva. For some reason, I just can't do that. Cats, too. I hate it when the cats sit there and start licking your fingers. But cats have a dry lick. Cats are very cold, you know, so when they do show you any sort of love, you'll take it. But when they lick you, it's dry. It's not a very slobbery, you know, like dogs are. Anyway, they say 94% say it's important that their canine companion also like their significant other. If the dog doesn't like your girlfriend, she's out of there. 1 in 4 women say they are more likely to carry around a photo of their pet than their partner. That's because my animals let me take pictures. My husband never lets me take pictures of him. I'm like, let me take a picture. He's like, no, you're going to put it on Facebook. I like, but I need everybody to know that, you know, you're my man.
No, people don't need to know that. Hey, you're going to cramp my style.
Cramp your style? What's so cramping about me being your woman?
Just don't post a picture, please.
So I don't really post a lot of pictures of my husband. We were at an event last week, and I did. I snagged him, and I got him to take a picture. He looks really unhappy. Everybody thinks we have an unhappy marriage. We don't. We have a great marriage, but everybody thinks the marriage is unhappy because my husband does not smile in the picture. I'm like, all right, honey, this is going to be our picture. You know, we haven't had a picture. We're going to be married for like 19 years. Let's get a quick picture.
I really hate taking pictures. I didn't shave, and I really don't want to say cheese.
And he never looks like he smiles, ever. And it's very, very frustrating because, you know, I get hit on a lot on Facebook going, look, you know, I could tell you probably have about another 2 months before you hit the divorce lawyer. I'm available. I'm like, no, you don't understand. He just doesn't like to take pictures. Unless I'm missing something. Is that a sign? if your man doesn't really want to stand next to you taking the pictures? Is that, I mean, is he really unhappy? Somebody go onto my husband's Facebook account, please, because I'm not allowed to, and see if he's unhappy. Right? Yeah, I try to monitor his Facebook account, but he doesn't like that.
You know, you're cramping my style.
All right. Okay, so dogs. Poochparks.com quizzed 1,000 American dog owners in relationships, and 94% said it was important that the dog likes their significant other. 71% said that if their significant other disliked or couldn't get along with the dog, it would cause problems in their relationship. 43% of respondents were even willing to end a relationship in its early days or weeks if the partner cannot get along with the dog. You know, and the dogs, they do this on purpose. They know. They know you get a woman in that house that doesn't like you. They are getting kicked out of the house. They know. You know, I do that to my husband all the time. We'll be sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden I'll feel a film on my tongue and on my teeth. And I'm like, Cor, the dog farted again. And so Corey goes and he takes the dog out, you know, and you know, the cats are, you know, rolling their head in the carpet, and, you know, I'm trying to spit it out because I'm breathing it all in, and my lungs are turning brown because my dog Apollo, he makes really pungent, you know, gas. And I know the dog is looking at my husband like, why is she here? And my husband's like, look, I don't know, you know, she helps pay the rent, I don't know. So that's a problem. All right, so I hope you guys are really enjoying your pooches. And they say in this one survey, people are willing to spend $20,000 on medical treatments if it's meant saving your dog's life. I see that. I love my animals so much. When my cat had kidney failure, remember there was the cat food that was causing all these animals to die from kidney failure? Mine was one of them. I mean, we emptied out our bank account, but I mean, we didn't have much. We only had about $2,000, but I spent that up, you know, trying to save, and the baby died anyway, you know, but, you know, they're your animals, so, you know, you have to. Even though now with my three cats doing pee-pee and poo-poo house, I'm definitely going to be giving it a second thought. All right, so good. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before you take a bite out of that hamburger for lunch, you may want to stop and listen to it. There may be a possibility that you are eating horse meat. Nay, nay. I can't do a horse sound. Nay, it isn't so. So we're going to talk about that. Also, fish oil. Okay, fish oil, again, another study is showing it only doesn't have the cognitive benefits. Fish oil supplements. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I wrote a piece for Epoch Times yesterday on how 20% of our meat may not have what it claims to. You heard a sticker shock. Well, you'd be shocked to know that the labels on a lot of your ground beef actually have other sorts of meat. Okay, remember when, what was it? Remember there was a company out of, I guess, the UK where they had horse meat? All right, and a lot of the meat had to be recalled that was mixed into the ground beef. Well, now I guess they also found horse meat in American meat as well. According to new studies, 20% of ground meat sold in the U.S. contains more than what is on the label. Apparently, researchers at Chapman University's Food Science Program in California have published two studies on meat mislabeling in commercial products. One study looked at the identification of animals being found in ground meat products, and then the other looked at the exotic game meat species. Okay, so let's look at the ground meat study. Okay, so ground beef, one of my favorite sorts of meat. You know, when I was a little kid, I was always fascinated with meat. Now, remember, growing up, meat was, that was for fancy dinner. You know, I mean, you didn't always have meat every dinner like you do now. It was expensive, so meat was fancy. But when I'd be walking with my mom in the grocery store, the ground beef would be in the nice packages, and I would love to stick my fingers in the packaging. It's just something about ground beef and just kneading your fingers in the beef. I love it. I don't know. It's just something I could do all day long. Okay. So when they looked at that, 48 samples were analyzed and 10, okay, so that's about 20% were mislabeled. Of those 10, 9 had additional animal, like other animal product. One sample was mislabeled completely, and horse meat, which is illegal to sell in the United States, horse meat was found in two of the samples. Again, they only looked at 48. So, you know, we could extrapolate that to, what is that, 1/20th? Still, that's pretty significant. Researchers think maybe this is what happened. Maybe there was some cross-contamination at the processing facility. Maybe if they didn't really clean out the machinery, you know, you got pieces of... So like, okay, all right, guys, now we're going to process horse, or we're going to process turkey, and then they go, all right, Bob, time to do the ground beef. Really, we're doing the ground beef? When are we going to lunch? Do the ground beef before lunch. All right, everybody put in the beef. Where's the beef? And then they put the beef in the machine. If nobody's cleaning in between, you got pieces of horse, pieces of turkey in the meat. The other possibility is if horse meat is cheaper than ground beef, somebody could be trying to save some money and infusing cheaper ingredients into the meat. Okay, now, horse meat is not unsafe, but what to me is for human consumption, we can eat horse meat. But the problem I have is, I mean, it's a horse, okay? You know, I mean, horses aren't meant to be eaten. They're meant to be ridden and, you know, meant to be just kind of looked at in awe as, oh, you're a horse, okay? I mean, not really meant to be eaten. Although, by the way, my cousin sent me an article on 9 countries that actually love horse meat. They say in French cooking, the meat was recently described as delicious, like rich beef from a French chef. Apparently in China, they say China is one of the world's largest consumers of horse meat. They say the meat is typically dried to eat like sausage and served with rice noodles. Kazakhstan, they also appear to be the second largest consumer of horse meat behind China. This comes out of the Huffington Post. Indonesia, I guess, makes horse satay, according to NPR. Germany, Sauerbraten, or roast, is traditionally made with horse meat. Belgium, I guess horse meat is a dietary staple. Poor horsey, look at the horsey! Japanese say they eat their horse and like it in their sushi, sliced thin and eaten raw. Are you kidding me? Switzerland, horse meat, according to New York Times, Scotland, and I guess horse chips, horse burgers and horse chips. So those are some countries that still eat horse meat. Okay, let's look at the second study. The second study looked at game meat. Okay, like fancy animal. Okay? And they found that when there was a product labeled bison or one labeled yak, actually when they looked at the meat, it was still cow beef. Not bison or yak. Not that I would know the difference. Would you guys know? I couldn't tell the difference. I don't know. Just add some pepper and maybe some teriyaki or some, you know, bourbon or something to it and mix it in. A little bit of paprika, add some onions. I really can't tell the difference. Then there was a product named Black Bear that was identified as American Beaver. Okay. Again, I wouldn't notice the difference. And there was a product labeled as pheasant, but it wasn't pheasant. It was helmeted guinea fowl. I know. Can you imagine how disappointed somebody must have been that they were eating helmeted guinea fowl that could crack a tooth? There were five products identified as a near-threatened bison or threatened lion species, and these were all determined to be correctly labeled and legally sold. Why are they selling meat of species that are supposed to be going to be extinct? By the way, can I just do for a quick aside, did you guys know that there are two Halloween costumes this year that are making the headlines and are going to be the two most popular Halloween costumes? Do you guys know what they are? One is Caitlyn Jenner. Apparently, it's a costume for a man that has a sash on it saying "Call me Caitlyn." Honestly, you guys don't have anything better to do than to design, you know, Halloween costumes. So there's apparently a Caitlyn Jenner costume, and here's another one. This is horrible. It's a shirt with a whole bunch of blood on it, I guess. And the trick-or-treater is holding a lion's head. You know, for the lion that was, yeah. You know, really? I mean, come on, people. Gosh, whatever happened to the typical ghost or something? Okay, so game meats represent an important specialty market in the United States, estimated value of $39 billion. According to the U.S. FDA, game meats are defined as exotic meats, animals, and birds, but they are not, included in the Meat and Poultry Act. Game meats are regulated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, while game meats imported into the U.S. are regulated by the FDA. So I guess you have two different, agencies doing the same thing, but somebody's doing it wrong. All right. Daily Mail has a little graphic on what goes into your value burger. They go, the meat is usually low-quality beef cuts that can't be sold in any other form. They often have high fat content. Then you have filler, which is reduced, dehydrated, and powdered meat products, often sourced from abroad, but could still be classified in its scientific sense as beef. Possible source of horse meat is in the filler. Then you have binding agents like animal blood plasma, vegetable, and milk proteins, which hold the burger together. Also, this could be where some horse meat is stuck in there. By the way, for those of you guys that keep kosher, you can't really eat value burgers because milk, you can't mix milk and meat. And then there's sundries or preservatives. Beef fat, onion, flavor boosters, yeast, seasoning, and soy protein. Then at the processing plant, the meat is minced and mixed with the other ingredients before being frozen and packaged. And then frozen burgers get distributed to warehouses. And then they're a lot of times driven and then later transferred to supermarket freezers. So I know a lot of you guys are about to eat your lunch, but that's just, that's what we're eating, people. Makes you want to go and get some tofu, huh? Nah. Nah, I think I'll eat the horse meat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of the guys at my network, they eat Chipotle for lunch, and I guess some of them are already on their way to Chipotle. But Ventura County health officials are investigating after dozens of customers complained of getting sick after eating at a Chipotle Mexican Grill in Simi Valley. The restaurant had to close down for a day for a cleaning following the outbreak last week. The Ventura County Star reports about 60 customers and 17 employees reported feeling ill. Mike Byron with the county's Environmental Health Division says people reported various symptoms, including fever and diarrhea. Byron tells the newspaper that some workers have not returned to work to avoid reintroducing any possible pathogen. Even the workers are sick. But you know what? I mean, we all sit there and snag food when we work. You know, when I waited tables at Red Robin, there was up in Reno years ago. I don't know if the store is still there. You know, the French fries would be in a big bowl, and you'd be hungry because, you know, you wouldn't get to eat in 6-7 hours. You really didn't get a break. And so I would, stick my hand in there and grab some fries, my clean hand. Okay, but, you know, you're basically eating the food that you're serving. I never got sick. It was great. I like Red Robin a lot. I'm a big fan of Red Robin. But, yeah, we do. We eat where we work. Okay, and if an employee doesn't want to eat where they work, makes you wonder about where they're working. Right? All right, officials were trying to determine if the illnesses stemmed from a specific food problem and if changes need to be made. In a statement, Chipotle says officials have taken necessary steps to ensure it is safe to eat at the restaurant. Chipotle is one of the most popular places to eat. You know, now Mexican food and these restaurants where you build your own and, you know, you have them build your own eats is a very, very popular way of eating. And it's a little fresher. Less fatty foods, less fried foods. So I'm a big fan of places like Chipotle or a lot of these Mexican grills. I think it makes a lot of sense. All right, this was an interesting study. All right, a tired surgeon can still be a good surgeon. Okay? You know, when I was doing 36-hour shifts in training, you know, patients in the teaching hospitals would... I mean, I know they would probably have an issue with it, but they were so grateful that they didn't have to pay up front and they were able to be in the hospital that they didn't say anything. But I would see the look of fear on their face because I looked exhausted. You know, I had my 5 o'clock shadow because I had it shaved. No, my male colleagues did. You looked, you know, no makeup. You just looked tired. And you weren't supposed to talk about it. You weren't supposed to sit there and tell patients that you were, you know, up for 30 hours straight and you have another 6 to 8 hours to go. You just worked. And I noticed that none of us had really any complications. And I was surprised by that. Nobody in my class killed anybody. Well, you know, maybe it's because there's so many checks and balances and the hospital we trained at, the hospitals we trained at, and I trained at a bunch of different ones depending on, you know, my schooling and experience. You know, maybe it's because there were a lot of checks and balances and a good system in place. But, you know, it would be 4 a.m, okay, day 2. And I would be on trauma call, first assist, and your epinephrine kicks in. You know, and, you know, it isn't until you get home that you just collapse and you fall asleep. And so, you know, and maybe it's because the operating room is so exciting. I've always loved being a surgeon but you know, really no mistakes, and I always kind of thought that was miraculous. I thought, you know, God must have been involved because you have sleep deprived people out there and they're doing life saving procedures and these people are making it. Then they're fine. So apparently a study now proves that. They say the risk of death, hospital readmission, or complications following surgery is no more likely if the surgeon pulled a midnight shift before a daytime operation, according to a Canadian study. According to Dr. Nancy Baxter, surgery division chief at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto, I believe what we are seeing in our study reflects self-regulation, that surgeons plan around their schedules based on their ability to tolerate sleep deprivation. Given our findings, they seem to do a good job of it. Now, I know some of you out there are like, Dr. Dahlia, this is not good enough. I am freaked out. Okay, we'll talk about that. The study was published online August 26th in the New England Journal of Medicine. Baxter's team looked at results for more than 39,000 patients undergoing one of 12 daytime surgeries, including gallbladder removal and hysterectomy. For the analysis, you know what? I could do my hysterectomy in my sleep. You know, when you want that stuff out, you'll take it out. I mean, I'll assist them under anesthesia. You know, give me my hysterectomy. For the analysis, the study authors paired patients who had had the same surgeon perform the same procedure. In each pair, one patient got the surgeon right after a night shift, and the other got the same doctor fresh off at least 7 hours of not treating patients. In the end, the comparison included more than 1,400 surgeons and looked at how their patients fared 30 days after the operation. It turned out that the outcomes did not differ between the patients based on whether or not their surgeons had worked the midnight shift before the day of the surgery. So, these findings could reassure patients, all right, planned elective surgery, according to Carlos Pellegrini, past president of the American College of Surgeons, but he still is finding this a little worrisome. He said that the study was very polished, and my only concern is that those who have been hounding this idea that we could spend all night operating and operate in the morning don't take this paper as saying as you could do that and have the same outcomes, right, which is why I need to finish this so I can tell you what I think. Taking away the ability for physicians to self-regulate the work that they do after being on call would really have the potential to harm them. Sleep deprivation affects us all, and some people deal with it poorly, and some deal with it well. They say surgeons seem to be doing a pretty good job. Okay, so right now the Sleep Research Society has endorsed model legislation to require doctors who have been awake for 22 of the previous 24 hours to inform their patients about their sleep deprivation and obtain patient consent to move forward with the procedures. I agree with that. Absolutely. Okay? Tell them, I'm tired. Look, I'm not tired. I've been up all night. Now, the reason why a lot of doctors don't like this is the patients will freak out and say, no, okay, I'll wait. But, and then another problem that could arise from that is if everybody wants the first of the day, you're now looking at a 6-month wait time to do your surgery, okay? There's only one or two appointments first of the day for the surgeon, okay? Somebody's got to get operated on at 4 in the afternoon. Someone's got to get operated on at 6 at night. And so if nobody wants to, you are looking at maybe years of wait time. So I like the idea, though, of patients knowing and having full disclosure. Okay? If you're an alcoholic, okay, your patient should know that. Okay? If you have the flu, I think you should let the patient know that. Okay, but usually, you know, if a doctor has the flu, they, you know, stay home, et cetera. But, you know, you as a patient, it's scary. You know, I always ask the doctor when would he like to, you know, do the operation. Okay, you know, I like first of the day because then I'm always up early, you know, because I do radio, so I'm already up. Two, I get hypoglycemic, so when you're not able to eat, then I'm not waiting till 4 or 5 in the afternoon. But I never want to push anybody else. So I usually like to pick a day of theirs where it's kind of an open day, so they don't feel rushed, etc. And I've had lots of surgery for various reasons. But, you know, go ahead and ask the doctor and say, look, if you're tired or if you're post-call, I prefer a different day. Yeah, I'll wait for it. All right? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. You know, the shooting that occurred in Roanoke, Virginia has definitely, oh my gosh, reverberated throughout all of us, the whole country, especially those of us in the media. And, you know, some people have, you know, said, why is this different? You know, I mean, there's shooting that happens all the time. Well, what's different is because it was filmed, you know, and you could hear, you know, the screaming of Allison Ward before she was killed. And it was probably one of the most chilling things that we had seen. I'm sorry, Adam Ward and Allison Parker. Allison Parker, a reporter for TV journalist for WDBJ, doing an early morning broadcast with her photographer Adam Ward. And as many of you have seen the footage, the assailant, ex-employee Bryce Williams, whose real name is Vester Flanagan, was coming up to them. You saw the gun. You heard him call her an expletive, whisper it. She didn't appear to notice, and the cameraman didn't appear to notice. And then it appeared he shot the cameraman while he was filming this himself, and then shot the victim being interviewed. Hannah Klein, a spokeswoman for Caroline Roanoke. It was Gardner. I apologize. I'm having issues with my computer right now. It was Vicki Gardner, who apparently, by the way, is in good condition. Thank God. But unfortunately, Allison Parker starts to run, and we hear her get shot. And you know, when we originally heard this in the morning, we were like, why would somebody gun down two reporters? And then we found out it was a disgruntled employee. Apparently, he was a former employee at the station where both victims worked. And, you know, he had videotaped the shooting and then posted it. So Bryce Williams had on his, I believe this is his Twitter, I filmed the shooting, see Facebook. A tweet around the same time says, Adam went to HR on me after working with me one time. And then he also writes, they hired her after that. And he writes, EEOC report filed. And then he writes in another tweet, Allison made racist comments. ABC News said they received a lengthy fax from somebody purporting to be him, Brian Williams, between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, and they turned it over to the authorities. The broadcaster described the 23-page letter as rambling and said the writer described being motivated by previous gunmen in U.S. mass shootings, including those in Columbine and Virginia Tech, but he said the tipping point was the murder of 9 African-Americans in Charleston that occurred early this summer. He says, I've been a human powder keg for a while, just waiting to go boom. He suggested on the Twitter account he had modeled as a child and young adult, had been a high-paid companion, and was raised as a Jehovah's Witness. So apparently, back in 2000, he was hired as a reporter, but fired that same year by WTWC-TV in Tallahassee, Florida. There was a case brought up by him, but it was subsequently dismissed. Then in March 2012, he was hired as a reporter at WDBJ, the station that had hired Allison Parker and Adam Ward. July 30th, 2012, so a few months later, he was told to improve his behavior or face being fired after complaints from other staff. February 2013, he had been fired and escorted from, I believe, the station. Although they have the station WTWC, I'm not sure, because he was working for WDBJ. Then, May 2004, he sues WDBJ, and July 2014, judge dismisses the case. Now, the reason why we are going so deep into his history is whenever something like this happens, we want to prevent the next one. There's all this talk right now and discussion on gun control, and I think a lot of us agree that we don't want to lose our Second Amendment rights by any means, but we also need to make sure guns are not going into the hands of bad guys. The problem is how do you identify a bad guy? How do you identify a disgruntled employee? A lot of us get fired, and we're grumpy. We're grumpy about it, all right? But we don't want to lose our ability to self-protect ourselves and protect our family. So people are going back, well, he never should have been able to get a gun. I mean, I agree. This man should not have had a gun. He was not mentally all there, obviously, for him to kill two coworkers. But how do we identify these people early? Okay? Lawsuits, what's the word for it when somebody's fired and, lawsuits for being fired happen all the time. Okay. We don't expect in a nice city like Roanoke for somebody to go and then gun down three people in cold blood. Luckily one survives. So, I don't know what the answer is. You know, and many, many people are like, how do we, and then they think back to their personal work environment. Well, we fired so-and-so. What should we do? I don't know what the answer is. What I do know is people in the media are so vulnerable, you know, and you hear all the time. There was, in fact, I think it was a couple weeks ago that there was a reporter interviewing somebody on the side of the road, and all of a sudden they heard gunfire. You know, I mean, you are out there just like, our construction workers, our policemen, our firemen, and the media don't usually carry. I mean, especially if they're in a gun-free zone. And even if they did carry, unfortunately, in this particular case, they might not have been able to protect themselves because it looks like he caught them on surprise. And it's a real shame. I don't know what the answer is. You know, I mean, I do not want to get rid of my guns. Okay, my guns are to protect my family, to protect my home, to protect my neighborhood. And, having people in our house breaking in and my having to scare them away with one of my guns and successfully so, I'm not giving it up. And I wouldn't expect anybody to have to give up what they can. I stood in front of my kids' rooms, and I told him to get the blank out. And he left. Right? And from what I understand, he was armed. And luckily, nothing happened. You know, but I felt like I could do something. I felt like I could protect my babies. And I will. I mean, I'm Mama Bear. But then, you know, why are we seeing such violence out there why are we seeing like what happened in Charleston and what happened here, you know, people just infiltrating normal society, and they have a weapon and they have the ability to walk right into a church and kill 12 people, or go right up to an interview on live TV and kill people. It's Sandy Hook. I don't understand, and I don't know how to fix it. You know, if somebody said we would be able to get rid of every single bullet, every single, you can't do that. Secret Service has to have guns. Okay. Military has to have guns, and appropriately so. So, you know, you can't say you're going to get rid of all the guns. So when you get rid if you take away our means to protect ourselves and leave it to chance that hopefully a bad guy then won't pick up a gun. Trust me, the bad guys are going to pick up the guns. If they don't pick up the guns, they're going to pick up the knives. Or they're going to pick up a vehicle. So I don't know what the answer is, but this is horrible. And if we can't figure out how to stop the crazies from having guns, we're going to unfortunately have other people take matter into our own hands, and we won't be able to protect ourselves. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more.
That's ALKAVision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.